Who am I? This is a question that each and every one of us ponders as human beings. What is my identity? Who am I? This is also a question that God Himself asks us. Who am I? Just a few moments ago, we celebrated the great entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And the Jews on that day claimed that this was the Messiah, the King, the one who was to come and liberate not just Israel, but the whole world. And yet, as we will see in just a few days, the same crowd that welcomed Jesus as King, identified him as the Savior of Israel, called for his crucifixion. Crucify him. Crucify him. We also just heard in the gospel account, we hear many people asking, who are you? We see this question posed to Peter even as well. Are you one of his followers? And we see, of course, him denying his identity as a follower. We see Pilate and the chief priests and the elders of Israel asking Jesus the same question. Are you the King of the Jews? Who are you? And Jesus, of course, replies to them, you have said so. Yes, I am the King of the Jews. But more than just the King of the Jews, the King of the whole world. And this King reigns not in just in indulging himself in riches and honors, but he reigns in humility. This question that God asks each and every one of us, who are you? Very often we get that answer wrong by saying, I am God. That is what sin does to us. It makes us identify ourselves as little gods. But grace in the life of Jesus allows us, through our baptism that we have received, to know that Jesus is truly God. And so when he asks each and every one of us, especially in this Holy Week, as we accompany him to the cross, as he asks each and every one of us, who am I? We are invited to acknowledge him, just as the centurion did at the foot of the cross. As we hear today, but also in Matthew's account, the centurion say, truly, this man was the Son of God. This holiest of weeks, in which we are just beginning, leading to the great moments of the resurrection, yes, it calls each and every one of us to renew ourselves and our identity with God, and to renew our commitment to acknowledge who God is in my life. It is a difficult question to have to answer, because so often we wish to place ourselves in God's place. But the glory of the resurrection, the glory of Jesus on the cross, in his passion and in his death and resurrection, conquers over not just our sin, but even death itself. And the power of Satan is vanquished. Who am I? God asks us this question, and we are called and invited to answer, truly, this man is the Son of God.